Wicked. Morrissey. I don't know what that song's called.
I just want to see the boy happy.
Oh. What boy?
It? You.
Oh, thanks, mate. Yeah. I am happy. All the better for seeing you. This is the Tom and Jack podcast. I'm Jack, and would you believe? Tom's with me.
Yes. Hello.
Another week from the basement. Been trapped down here for 5 weeks now. We're like those Chilean miners.
Think how many radio stations there are in this great land, and not one of them gets in touch.
Do you think if those Chilean miners did do a podcast, you'd have listened to it?
No. I don't really listen to podcasts. It's just stupid medium.
You can tell from listening to this.
Well, yeah, that's true.
But we don't know anything about the market. Other than, I know about my dad wrote a porno.
Yeah, great, innit?
Yeah.
I'd like that one where they talked about their dad writing a porno.
My dad, yeah, it's funny because he's my dad, but he wrote a porno.
Yeah.
Great.
I think they produce it better than that, in fairness.
No, I don't. I honestly don't think they do.
I don't listen to
it. They really don't.
How are you, anyway?
Yes. Right? Well, thank you, mate.
Good.
Sad news this week about...
Rolf?
No.
Oh.
About Chris Cornell passing away.
Oh, yeah, I don't... I can't say I know much about him.
He was the lead singer of Audioslave and Soundgarden.
Mm.
Now... An interesting thing that I'd like to point out is last week we were talking about the jingle for our new item, Yarrow. And I said, I thought you were going to do that song that goes, "We are young, we are free, feel all right," that. And I said, who's that by? And it's actually by Savage Garden. I said, Soundgarden. And less than a week later,
yeah, you've killed him.
Chris Cornell pops his cogs,
yeah.
Which is interesting because you've always said that.
Yeah. Well, I've got the touch of death.
Yeah,
right. I killed Ronnie Corbett.
Mm-hmm.
Where David Attenborough's brother, Richard Attenborough, all through various contacts with these people, either over the internet or.
Did you kill Bowie? I felt like you killed Bowie. You had something to do with
Bowie. I probably did have something to do with that. Yeah. There were loads more. I can't remember. I try not to dwell on it.
There's quite a few. The bloke from one of the Bee Gees, I think you might have killed.
I think I killed all the Bee Gees. We're obsessed with the Bee Gees.
I think one of them's still alive.
No.
Well.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear. Oh, God. But I just thought it was interesting. Maybe it's now the curse of the podcast and not your curse.
Or maybe it's the basement.
Maybe.
I think we have talked about death a lot since we came down here.
Yeah. Is there anyone... I'm not saying you want to kill anyone, but is there anyone maybe you'd like to mention just to test it out?
What we wouldn't really miss, let's say.
Cilla Black? Oh, she's already dead, isn't she?
Yeah.
Shh.
Nice one, mate.
Oh, no.
Speak ill of the dead.
Oh.
Well, okay.
Well, Rolf. Do you want Rolf to...
Yes, that wasn't the name I had in my mind. But I was going to say Bruce Forsyth.
Yeah, that's a good one to test.
That's partly because I want to test if he's immortal. How old is he now?
193.
Didn't he tomorrow. Miss doing Strictly Come Dancing not that long ago because he felt unwell?
Okay, mad, isn't it?
You're too old, mate.
What was that unwellness?
Yeah,
rickets.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Chris Cornell dead because we mentioned Soundgarden.
Mm.
The Ronnie Corbett one, I remember that. That was particularly weird.
That was weird.
Because you were talking about how much you love the two Ronnies like the day before.
I know. And if I can't have them, no one can.
dear.
So he's died because you confused his work with Savage Garden.
I know.
That's the worst, isn't it?
Well, we said Savage Garden now, so... To be fair, it probably wouldn't be too publicised. You'd probably have to look up for the members of Savage Garden to find out if any of them died.
Well, the thing is, maybe he was listening and he heard you refer to him. he heard you blame that song on his band.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
No, maybe he's heard that a few times and that was like sent him over the edge.
Yeah.
To be fair, if I had to listen to this podcast... As like just an outsider, I would probably think about, you know.
Okay, so
just the end, really.
Coming up on the show,
because it can't get much worse than listening to this.
Coming up on the show today, we've got another brand new feature, which is called "You Must Be Drunk," which is good. more on that later.
Yeah, let's not give it away too early.
We're also playing the beginning and the end of some songs, which is good. And there's a TV theme tune that I like.
If you want to hear the middle of the songs, don't worry. We will say the names of them, so you can go
and listen
to them on your own free time.
What's that app that people used to use but they don't anymore?
Shazam.
Shazam.
I don't think we play quite enough for you to Shazam it.
There was an advert on the other day I saw on TV, and it said, if you like this song, Shazam it, on like the corner of the advert. So it was an advert for Shazam, but just put the name of the track.
Yeah. Oh. There's an advert for a car on at the moment.
I hate car ads, they're so bad.
Oh, what is the name of the band? I think it's Empire of the Sun.
Right. Rings a bell.
There's a Empire of the Sun, a new song on the advert, and then it stops, and a woman goes, sorry, this Empire of the Sun track is exclusive for people who've purchased this car.
What?
Like, as if anyone's going to go, oh, fuck, got to hear the rest of that Empire of the Sun song. I'm buying the car.
So what, can they not play it live then either? Unless it's at like a showroom.
They can play the bit
on the advert. The little iTunes preview.
Yeah.
That's very odd. So
mental.
I understand.
But even if that was like, I don't know, Rolling Stones or U2 or Coldplay or something.
Yeah.
Well, like massive stadium filling bands.
Yeah.
No one would buy a car to hear that sort of, like, oh, just wait until
unless
the song actually
gets released. Unless you're some sort of eccentric billionaire. Like, I understand we've compared the market when they go, oh, if you sign up to this insurance thing, you get a little meerkat.
You need insurance anyway.
Well, yeah, and it's arbitrary. It's all roughly the same.
Yeah.
But if you go buy a brand new car, that's
for Empire of the Sun. The first thing I said was, are Empire of the Sun seriously still going? Not, I can't wait to get a car because of Empire of the Sun.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you bought a new car recently.
I did.
Would that have tempted you? Say
no.
If it was 1975 or someone.
No, no.
No?
I don't think any band would tempt me to buy a car.
Really?
I'd
buy a moped for the Smiths, I think.
If
that's a good question of the day. What vehicle would you buy to hear some unreleased music from a band?
Well, what artist would you need to endorse a vehicle in order for you to buy it?
So, okay, we can either have that as question of the day, or I was walking back from the supermarket today and I saw a street drinker.
Street drinker?
Pouring his...
What's a street drinker?
Well, it's like a... I don't know.
A drunk.
An alcoholic who sits at the side of their own drinks.
Nice.
So he was... But he was pouring his 3-litre bottle of Frosty Jacks or whatever it was into a mug. Which I think is an odd thing. So either of those questions...
Was it clean?
I don't know. I really don't stray too long because they always sort of cross-eyed look at me and I think, oh, no. So I ran off. But I think that's odd. So what vehicle would you buy?
No, what artist...
Okay, all that.
What artist would you need to endorsing a vehicle in order for you to buy it?
If any. Or what's the biggest vehicle you would buy for a band you like? Or what's the weirdest thing you've seen a vagrant pour their booze into?
Hmm.
Apart from their mouths.
Yeah.
So, there you go. And feel free to answer any of them.
Tom and Jack Podcast on Facebook and Twitter and our YouTube. You can get hold of us at our email address, which is jacktompodcast@gmail.com.
Yes. Good time for a song, maybe?
Yeah, perfect.
I've got Slither by Nirvana ready.
Perfect. I'm going to think about Tramps.
There you go. Tom and Jack. That was I don't want to go to bed, Mum. By Nirvana. Tom and Jack. Good song, that, isn't it?
Kurt Cobain at his sulkiest.
Oh, it's good, though. I found today the a cappella version of his vocals on that.
Great, isn't it?
Jesus. It sent chills down my spine, genuinely.
There's some fantastic... I think the documentary is still on YouTube.
Oh,
it's
good.
With... a lot of it's with Butch Vig going through the production of Nevermind, and there's some really interesting stuff on that.
Because didn't he was really against... He wanted to do everything in one take, didn't he, initially?
Yeah.
I don't think he did, though, not on Nevermind. He might have done on Bleach.
Like on songs like Drain You, where his voice is so raspy.
I don't know how he does it. It's
and
unbelievable.
Coarse. It's because he just did take after take after take after take, and he was like, "Just keep going, just keep going." And then I think on the same track they were saying like, Kurt only wanted one layer of guitar on it.
Yeah.
And then Butch Vig like sort of somehow managed to trick him into playing five different guitars and recording it behind his back.
Oh, really?
Just try this one instead.
Just practice that.
Just try this one instead. And then he recorded all of them and just layered it all.
Oh.
Sounds amazing, though.
We should play some Nirvana every week.
We should. I do love Nirvana. You're listening to the Tom and Jack podcast.
Good.
Bit of admin there.
What? About Nirvana?
No, just saying Tom and Jack podcast.
Oh, of course.
Just, you know, reaffirming the brand.
Speaking of music,
ooh,
have you heard the new Liam Payne song?
I listened to about 20 seconds of it this morning because I just had to. Because I saw the artwork for it and I thought, I have to know what this sounds like.
It's so bad. It's beyond belief bad, isn't it? It sounds like Honey G.
The thing, he reminds me so much of the sort of kind of kid in school who was like obsessed with football and talked about nothing but football and thought he was cool because he liked football but no one really liked him. And he just reminds me so much of that kind of person, because everything that he does now, he's like with his tattoos like, yeah how's it going, man, yeah, what's up, yeah. And it's like, who do you think
you are?
Because you look like such a dweeb.
They seem to have all forgotten they were in One Direction.
I know, it's insane, isn't it?
Zayn, what's his name, thinks he's The Weeknd. Harry Styles thinks he's Bowie.
Yeah.
And I don't know who this one thinks he is. It's like Justin Timberlake or something like that. And I do not mean that as a good thing.
No.
Oh, it's the equivalent. That song to R&B is the equivalent of Status Quo to rock.
Yeah.
That's the sort of correlation.
But you love The Quo.
Oh. That is one of the worst songs I've ever heard. And I'm not just saying that. I don't have a problem with One Direction or anything like that. But it is cringy.
I honestly can't remember how it goes. Is it called Strip Me Down or something like that, isn't it?
It sounds like It Wasn't Me by Shaggy. Again, I don't mean that as a good thing. Yeah, so bad. It also mentions One Direction in one of the lyrics.
Does it?
He's like, used to be in 1D.
Everybody sing with me.
Yeah, it is like something from High School Musical or something when they do an urban one.
Oh, it makes me cringe just thinking about that kind of thing. Well, hopefully one day his son, Bear, will grow up to hear that and go, I'm really proud of your dad for writing that. Well done.
It's all about going out to nightclubs and stuff. He's just had a kid.
Yeah.
With someone who could be his mother. I believe. I haven't done the maths. I'm bothered.
But in keeping with the sort of, you don't want to be out of the zeitgeist. I think that's basically the public's opinion, isn't it?
What?
Well, just I think everyone probably says that. As soon as they see anything in the newspaper, they probably go, she's old enough to be his mum. I haven't thought about it, but she probably could be.
Yeah. Well, no, I haven't.
She's probably not that much older.
I'm proud. I don't know.
I haven't done the maths neither.
No.
But the difference is I didn't judge.
Yeah, so and the video is so bright.
Is it worse than the Schwarzkopf advert?
No,
it's very Malik.
It's very different.
I loved that.
The Zayn Malik one. It's basically a lyrics video.
Yeah.
But they've done it. He obviously has got a cousin or something who knows After Effects, but not very well.
The Zayn Malik one, I think the production team paid a sixth form class £20 million to go away and make a music video.
It was the stupidest thing. It's a bit like, yeah, it is. It's just like a 14-year-old randy boy.
Yeah,
it's so bad. So there you go. That's new music.
What happens in the Liam Payne one?
It's just like a lyrics video, but it's just.
Are you sure you weren't watching a lyrics video?
No. It was on his Vivo. It's got like headphone jacks and stuff coming in from the sides, like wicked. It's like a cool urban t-shirt, Primark or something. That's what it looks like. It's so bad. It's just, I feel a bit bad for him. It's that embarrassing.
Oh. They go from strength to strength, those boys, aren't they?
Which one will die first, Jekka, from an overdose? Zayn.
Liam, hopefully.
What's happened to that one who looks like he's from Ice Age? The one who had the kid first.
Excuse me.
He looks like the sloth thing from Ice Age.
He does actually.
I don't know his name. He's the other one.
Louis.
Isn't he?
No, maybe it's not.
Louis? I don't know.
I don't know.
The ghost of the feast. One Direction. Good luck to the lads.
It's like the modern day Take That, except none of them have been successful in solo careers, so not really.
Yeah, true.
Gah, bring back Robbie, eh? Ugh. But at least I don't like Robbie Williams particularly, alright? But like Angels, at least there's a song that every single person in this country knows.
Oh, come on, everyone knows the getting him, fighting him, it's a paradise and it's a war zone.
I don't know what they were talking about.
That's the Zayn one.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I don't think it's quite on the same level though, is it?
I know what you mean though. It's like a graphics class or something, or like some music class at college. It's just been given, five of them have been given, like some, like, do you remember Gene Simmons Rock School?
Yeah.
With Lil Chris, may rest in peace.
Oh, yeah, of course he's dead now.
Don't say that.
Oh, God. Well, in case his parents are listening. Sorry.
I'm laughing at Jack's reaction.
Sorry, big Chris's little parent. I don't know.
Yeah, so it's a bit like Gene Simmons' Rock School, but for, I don't know, pop stars.
Well, that's pop music covered.
Bang. Any news? You done anything?
No,
not done. How's your running getting on?
I haven't been since last weekend.
Oh, no.
Can't be bothered.
When is it?
It's way too much effort. 2 weeks on Sunday, I think.
You're going on holiday.
We're going on holiday next week.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, going away, going to Greece. Get some sun, get burnt, stay indoors for the rest of it.
You asked me for book recommendations, actually, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
Maybe we should start.
And what did you give me?
Start a book club.
Yeah?
Maybe you can take any of these books in this room.
I can't read as fast as you, mate. There's no point.
Well, I was going to recommend
By the time that you finished a couple of books, I'll be about four chapters into one.
The cat sat I was going to recommend. Yeah. I was genuinely going to recommend that Steve Jobs book, but I thought you would think I was being sarcastic.
It's massive. Yeah.
Yeah.
If we could do like...
It's sub 2,000
Percy
pages.
The Park Keeper or Spot the Dog or something.
There you go. John Steinbeck of Mice and Men.
Yeah, I read that in school. I know about that. About Lenny and George.
The History Boys. There you go.
I've got East of Eden to read, but...
That's not very long, is it?
Yeah, it's quite long.
What's long in your world?
It's like this sort of length.
What?
One leg too few. I don't know what that's called, but how many pages is this?
One leg too few, but it's about Dudley Moore and Peter Cook.
Is it?
He said they're on the front.
Oh, I didn't read the front.
That's about 700 pages, I think.
Yeah, about 700 pages.
So what? Okay, so maybe, I'll tell you what, you read East of Eden on your holiday, and I'll read East of Eden, and we'll have a little book club.
That'd be nice.
Tom and Jack book club.
I quite like that.
And then we'll start with little novellos like Steinbeck.
I'd rather read something that we could probably lay into a bit easier.
You can borrow that Chris Moore's book if you want. It's good. Well, we were going to do something with that once, weren't we? I was going to read it like it was a sermon or
dramatic
something.
Dramatic readings, of Chris Moyles.
Maybe we'll do that. We shouldn't have these meetings on air, I don't think.
No.
Not on air. We're in a basement, aren't we?
You forget that we can just edit this out.
Yeah, true. I won't know.
As if Moyles is still in the public eye.
He's doing better than Nick Grimshaw.
Mad, isn't it? Gimme. Yeah, mate. Gimme. Got Harry Styles on. Going to listen to his old album. And if you don't like Harry Styles, stop.
Yeah, stop. Tune out like the rest of the world. Oh, come on. Let's have some more music. Then we'll do our big new feature. For some reason, I've got Atlantis to Interzone by the Claxons lined up.
Interesting. I've not heard that in a long time.
Well, do you want to hear it? Can you have a choice? that was Atlantis to Interzone by Claxons, all the way back there to about 2005, I want to say.
Yeah, probably.
Mercury Award winners for that album.
I think I was probably in like year 9 or 10, something like that.
Yeah, I would have been in year...
Quite young.
I think I would have been in 9, so you probably...
Probably in 10.
Or
11, maybe.
Maybe I was 8. Who cares?
Whoever cares? Let's just enjoy the music, man.
One of them is married to Keira Knightley. We were just talking about that. That's weird.
Very weird.
Also, I'm in Pirates of the Caribbean. You've just won a Mercury Award. The sky's up for us. The sky's the limit.
not really gone strength to strength for either of them.
No,
really.
I know.
I mean, Knightley. Knightley is at least still very much famous.
Yeah.
And she still does the occasional thing, and she's certainly respected.
Yeah. Well,
I think so. I think people like Knightley, don't they?
I've no problem with her. I wouldn't say she's a good actress, though. Really, fairness, I think it's probably quite liberating for her, though, because she can walk probably through London. Just and there, people are thinking that can't be Keira Knightley because she's holding hands with that bloke with a glow stick around his head.
Face paints on, neon yeah. Face paints.
Holding the album next to his head. Oh, bless him.
Yeah, God, that new work. It must just be like, I love this that we wrote today. Mm. Oh yeah, that's good. Oh yeah. Yeah, well done.
Anyway, I've got to go and do a film with Johnny Depp. At the end of it. Mind you, that's no great thing anymore, is it?
No.
Apparently he's a nightmare on the new Pirates film. There you go. knowledge.
That, there was a video that I loathe to use this phrase, but went viral.
Yeah.
Of him playing the part on the Disneyland ride.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Of Pirates of the Caribbean. I just watched that and I thought... There's a man who's £45 million in debt.
I like the Pirates films, even the bad ones. I genuinely like them. But Johnny Depp, yeah, he's a strange bloke. Did you see in the breakdown of his thing for the corpse scenes that he spends something mental like £10,000 a month on wine? Mad.
Money well spent.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Right, well, it's time for our new feature.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, Jack just threw an idea at me and said, do something with that. And the idea was...
Yeah, that's how it went.
And it was! You went, I've had an idea for a feature. Okay, what is it? And you said, change the words of This Must Be Love by Madness to You Must Be Drunk.
Yeah, and I said, I'm not really sure what the what the actual content of the iron would be. But I didn't say, oh, do something with that.
Yeah, well, here's the jingle and then I'll explain.
Lovely.
You must be drunk. You drunk. Nothing more, nothing less. Discussing ad campaigns. There you go.
Yeah, good.
I'm very much developing my own style with jingles, I feel.
Yeah, yeah, they're certainly unique.
So, we've talked before about certain ad campaigns. In fact, even this show, we've talked about ad campaigns and how bad they are, genuinely, adverts. So we thought the You Must Be Drunk part of this would be about advertising executives.
Lovely.
So maybe we'll take an advert and study it and discuss the mentalism that goes on. So
I wonder what advert will we be doing this week?
Well, this is really annoying because I came across this, it must have been the day they started rotating them on YouTube. And I thought, I think I even told you about it and said, have you seen it?
Mm.
And then suddenly it's national news and it's been pulled and it's some big drama, which is annoying.
Knew it first. We wanted to blow the whistle.
So this is an advert for McDonald's.
McDonald's restaurants.
Yeah.
Restaurant.
And it's basically, I would say, there's a child in the advert and he... he's quite insecure about the fact that he's not very much like his late father, who his mother's very fond of. But towards the end of the advert, he realises they have one thing in common. Okay, so I will play it for you now.
Yes, love?
What was Dad like?
He was big and cuddly, your dad. Tall as a house, with big, big hands. Come on, little one. He was never scruffy. Always smart. And his shoes. So shiny, you could see your face in them.
Dad played football, didn't he?
Yeah, he was good. Captain, I think.
He liked techno.
Yeah. He was a right catchy dad. A wow with all the girls.
Did he have blue eyes, like me?
No, brown. Thanks, Mel. That was your dad's favourite, too. Tartar sauce. Well down his chin.
Right, just quickly.
That's how she remembers her late husband. Tartar sauce dribbling down his chin.
I was under the impression, this might have just been me, I always thought tartar sauce was a euphemism. A bit like gentleman's relish.
Gentleman's relish,
maybe
yeah.
That's just me. Maybe. I don't want to cast aspersions on his late
down
heart.
The back alley, I'll catch him.
So just to start, the child goes through various scenarios. So there's a football gets kicked towards him in the park. He goes, oh, Mum, did Dad like football? Oh, yeah, he was right great at football. So he tries to kick the football and he can't.
Oh, no.
And she goes, oh, you always had shiny shoes. And he looks down, he's got dirty trainers.
Oh, cool.
Et cetera, et cetera. Until they get to McDonald's and he has a delicious fillet of fish.
A fillet?
And realises he's not so different after all. Which is good, isn't it? Oh, God. There you go. That's the first time you've heard that.
It is.
Thoughts?
Emotional. A real roller coaster.
It is, yeah.
Really undermined at the end there with the fillet of fish, I think.
Yeah, weird that.
Bereavement.
If it was for sort of funeral care or mental health services, maybe. Something like that.
Coping with
like
loss,
that
yeah.
Yeah, not McDonald's.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought initially at the end he was going to get a Happy Meal. And we're gone, and it's all okay. Cheer up.
This isn't the toy I wanted.
Also, if that kid's so little like that man, I think maybe the mother might have been playing away, maybe.
Quite possibly. She did say he was a big hit with all the ladies.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
I think she had her suspicions about affairs.
She got a bit of revenge, maybe with the milkman. Also,
the milkman must have also liked fillet of fish.
Also, it opens up the distinct possibility that the man died as a result of eating McDonald's.
Yeah, that's a very good
point.
So
you've got to think about maybe cardiac
cholesterol.
Arrest. Exactly.
Yeah.
I think maybe if they had something tender at the end to really sum up the whole thing, maybe him
like a nice piece of cod in between two delicious buns.
But beyond that, maybe him tenderly placing the wrapper for a fillet of fish on his grave would be nice. I think. Yeah. I mean, what? Like, whenever we talk about adverts, we always come back to this. How many people had to sign off on that idea before we saw it? How many hundreds of checks and balances and stuff going? So we're definitely going with the dead father idea. Yeah, good. You know it's Father's Day coming up. Exactly. Get them filled with fish.
I can't... In all the jobs... Well, I've not done that many office jobs in my life, right? But of the few that I've done... I can barely get away with writing a small post on Facebook without getting it checked at least once or twice.
Yeah.
Because that's just the way it is.
No, I know what you
How
mean, yeah.
does it go? How does it
I
not get
know.
Vetted?
I don't know.
How does someone with a brain not go, hang on, do you think this might not upset people?
I don't know. I reckon they were just brainstorming. They were like, how do people eat? Like, I don't know, comfort eating? Like, yeah, good one. So comfort eating. And then, I don't know, some weird... brainstorm just got to dead father.
I think they should have gone, if you're going to do an advert like that, maybe if it was for the sake of provocation, they should have gone a step further and had like a funeral scene.
Yeah.
And then them going to McDonald's after the funeral.
Oh, and then cheering up.
Yeah.
And then maybe the woman takes her veil back, she's smiling.
And it's Ronald McDonald.
Or maybe the buffet, maybe the wake is just, the whole wake is at the McDonald's. That'd be wonderful.
Maybe the... Okay. Here's the perfect layout. Here's the perfect one.
Okay.
Funeral in the church first.
Mm. Traditional.
Little break. You see the funeral procession going out on the road.
Mm.
Cut. You can see a McDonald's in the background, but you don't see them go into it.
Mm.
Cut. To the day... The grave being dug.
Mm.
Coffin starts to get lowered, but you don't see it until it's being lowered into the ground. Shot from the ground looking into the grave and there's a fillet of fish on top of the grave being lowered in.
And then the kid takes it.
Look up from the grave, they're all stood around with a variety of McDonald's items.
And then they'll start throwing it in or something. That's good, I like that. That's a very arty ad. There's quite a few different cuts in that and different angles.
Yeah.
Good. Oh, I mean, a fillet of fish as well.
Oh, yeah,
come on. Of all the things.
That can't be your favourite thing on the McDonald's menu.
No, I know.
There's so much more to McDonald's than
even
that.
Chicken, mayo chicken.
I love a mayo chicken.
Not bad. 99p.
I know, no, mental. A couple of those.
If anyone I know ever dies, me and you, to the drive-thru.
I think I've been to a McDonald's before a funeral once, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Fillet of fish?
No, because it was breakfast time. I probably had a sausage egg McMuffin.
Building on your idea, actually, maybe it would be lovely if they cremated him in the deep-fat fryers or something at McDonald's. So, oh, he loves it so much.
Well, wouldn't he have been deep-fat fried?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Do they have ovens there? Presumably.
Like a burger oven, yeah. Perhaps, yeah. Yeah.
It's food for thought, though, certainly.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh!
We can write that down and send it to McDonald's.
We better play the jingle again. Mm. That was You Must Be Drunk for this week.
You must be drunk. You must be drunk. Nothing more, nothing less. Discussing ad campaigns. It's the best. Do you know what? The first time I was a bit sceptical about that, but the second time I really enjoyed that. It's good.
Well, that makes one person. Right. More music?
Yeah, please.
What do you want to listen to?
Something to get me excited for my holidays. Tom and Jack. The 1975. Yes. Love Me. This is the Tom and Jack podcast. With me, Jack, is Tom.
So I just handed you that book. It's Wittgenstein's Poker. It's because, do you think that looks like me on the front cover?
It looks like a cross between you and...
Wittgenstein?
Yes.
Yeah, because there was a massive poster of that exact photo in our humanities block at uni, and my mates used to laugh at it and take photos of it and send it to me, because it probably looked like me.
Nah, he looks much more like a serial killer than you do.
Thank you.
Good. That was meant to be a compliment.
Sorry, don't mind us. We're just continuing, just prepping for book club.
Book club.
Yeah, Tom and Jack book club.
Is that going to be a side podcast or is it going to be part of this one?
No, they would do. We'd feature up at the moment, mate. Oh.
Yeah, we're a bit chock-a-block. It'll have to be a side podcast, I think. No, because you'd be if that one really kicked off and became a success, you'd be bitter about this one. And I know you would.
We'll cross that bridge if we come to it.
Okay.
Not when. If. There you go. Roy Jenkins on Churchill. You like that?
Roy Jenkins on Churchill.
That's only 1,200.
Is that what that woman's reading in the cafe in Peep Show?
It is. Yeah. I think.
Is that why you got it?
No. Well, that is why it jumped out at me.
Okay.
But it's not
Roy Jenkins on Churchill.
It's not actually very good. I would not recommend. There you go. First installment.
Great.
I wouldn't recommend Roy Jenkins on Churchill. There was quite a lot with the machinations of him becoming a politician, which I'm not really interested in. I want to hear about the racism.
Yeah.
I want to hear about him being rude to women.
Yeah.
And I want to hear about him leaving all his mates in that internment camp and escaping on his own. There you go.
Yeah, I'd like to hear about that.
Well, I'll highlight the pages for you. I'll tell you what, I'll write a load of interesting stuff in a book, in just a piece of paper, and you can look at that on the beat.
That's good.
Perfect. I'm reading. Mate. I suppose we should probably think about ending, really.
I mean, say it ain't so.
Well, I say ending. There's no way we could ever do a show without. Well, I know it's your favourite part.
Certainly. Probably the listeners as well.
It's time for... This is the theme tune of a TV show. I like both the TV show and the theme tune separately and when used in conjunction. No further information required. There you go. So this is the part of the show. Well, what are you laughing at? What's that for?
You're an idiot.
Okay. This is the part of the show where I play the theme tune from a TV show.
Oh, okay.
I like the TV show that the theme tune was originally on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I really like that. Yeah. But I also like the theme tune as a song. In it. So I could, for example, I could watch the opening credits to a TV show
sure.
when the theme's playing with my eyes shut and still enjoy it.
But open your eyes.
I'm loving it because it's okay. Two things I like at the same time.
Wow.
So
two mediums collide.
This is the theme tune from the show Friends. I believe you've heard of it.
The Rembrandts.
It is the Rembrandts with their song I'll Be There For You. Yeah. So, I mean, Friends gets a bit of a bad rap lately, but I don't...
That's it. Who still talks about Friends?
Retrospectively now, I think people are starting to say it's not good, and people are confusing it with stuff like The Big Bang Theory and stuff like that. No. It's like a three-camera American sitcom, but it's nothing like that.
The Big rubbish. Bang Theory is in a plane of its own, and I'm not being complimentary.
that have you seen the new prequel to The Big Bang Theory?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's like Muppet Babies.
Yeah, like, yeah, exactly, yeah.
And I do not mean that as a good thing.
No. Muppet Babies.
Friends is great, though. Shut up, haters. Yeah, that's what Liam Payne would say.
I don't get it. Like, I know a couple of people that just say, oh, I hate Friends.
I know people who like comedy and say they don't like Friends, which I just find absurd.
Yeah.
Here's the little thing. Watch the first episode and realise in the first 10 minutes, before this song that I'm about to play plays for the very first time, realise how quickly six characters are introduced and you know exactly all about them in 5 minutes. There you go. So if anyone's interested in scripts and stuff, here's the Rembrandt. Friends.
Rembrandts. With the theme tune from Friends.
Oh yeah, just got to do the jingle again. This is the theme tune of a TV show. I like both the TV show and the theme tune separately and when used in conjunction. No further information required. Little fact, the Rembrandts are still together.
Really?
Officially. I think it's a bit like the Korean War that was never officially ended.
Yeah, yeah.
Still much hatred on all sides and stuff. and also, R.E.M., were being considered to do the theme tune for Friends initially.
It is quite an R.E.M. song, to be fair.
That's weird, though, isn't it? Old Michael Stipe.
Stipe.
I can't imagine Stipe.
I'd like Stipe to be in Friends. That'd be good.
Morrissey was asked to be in Friends. That's another little fact.
Seriously?
That's in Morrissey's autobiography, which is, if you can force your way through it.
Asked to be in Friends.
A hell of a read. No. They wanted him to be... just come and sing with Phoebe as himself and just be really morose and depressed. And there's a weird bit where he's watching it in the front row in the studio. Imagine that. That must have been pretty seminal to watch Friends.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Anyway, and then he just, I think they were like, oh, so people kept approaching him asking about it. So he just ran out of fire exit and just ran away.
Such an odd man.
Yeah. There's also.
I would clap, but I don't.
There's a clip on YouTube where he's in one of those weird, gritty northern dramas. It's a bit like, what's the one at school? The one that Ant and Dec were in.
Biker Grove.
It's a bit like that, but it's not Biker Grove. It's one of the other ones, the more obscure ones. And he just turns up as Morrissey, and this guy goes, you're Morrissey, ain't ya? He goes, oh, yes, I am Morrissey. Right. what is this? Strange.
Oh, Mars.
Yeah. He also rode a bike through the back of a shot of Coronation Street. There you go. Fact. There you go. So,
what a prolific man.
Have I wasted my life, Dad?
God, a fillet of fish.
Let's wrap this show up. I've been Tom.
I've been Jack.
And together.
Oh, God. What will we do with ourselves? I won't be here next week. Jackson, do the podcast with someone else if you want.
I'll just sit here and talk to the mirror. YouTube. Search Tom and Jack. I haven't worked out how to put a custom URL for the channel yet. So if anyone knows about that, contact us. Not via YouTube, because you won't be able to find us. Email us at jacktom.
What do you mean? What sort of thing do you want?
So I wanted to go youtube.com/TomPodcast. No, I'm joking. Tom and Jack podcast.
I think
course.
I might be able to do that.
We've got permission to. I can tell you that. There's a little box of lists you're allowed to do on YouTube. We're allowed adverts. Imagine that. 80p a decade. Yeah, find our stuff on YouTube. JackTomPodcast@gmail.com. Facebook.
It's JackTomPodcast.
Yeah.
Is that what you said? Sorry.
Yeah, because you set that up. Vindictive. And everything else is Tom, Jack, or Tom and Jack podcast. So there you go. Thanks for being you.
So there you go. There's your lot.
Oh, do you remember that song? I'm standing with an army.
Oh, God.
Who was that? Ellie Goulding?
Ellie Goulding.
Yeah, that came to my head. Because the Rembrandts is about friendship, and I think songs about friendship might be the worst. go on.
Now, I have to ponder on that one.
Yeah? There you go.
A song about friendship that I like, coming in 2 weeks' time.
My Friends Over You by Newfound Glory.
We're Going to Be Friends by the White Stripes. Like that song.
Okay.
Well, there we go. Don't even need to wait for this podcast.
That was going to be your task on the beach.
Oh.
Never mind. Oh.
Perhaps I'll do a top three.
Oh, that'd be good. Yeah. So stay tuned. If you can wait a fortnight, we'll see you later.
Night.